Guess I can change the tap here and get that out of the way. Yeah, let's see. Kind of fouled that one up. Probably one at 142, a narrow dead band, don't you? At 142, 269, and 0. And 359. Thought we were already in that attitude.
Ron, you might want to trim your attitude. That you were not to go to that verb 49. That was deleted at 166.36. That verb 49 was deleted, and your attitude is back to the 142, 269, and 359. And you might want to trim that up.
Okay, just did it. Thank you, Bob. I've done it by itself if I hadn't gone to CMC 3, but I've forgotten we were already in that attitude.
Right. Oh, Sweater, you got a minute or so before we're in the Lunar Sounder attitude for the Marius Hills there.
Okay, 166.42.
And Ron, you may be interested that after we got the Lunar Sounder unsaturated there with a different attitude, we could detect the SEP in the Lunar Sounder data.
Oh, hey, good. Kind of proves it's working anyhow.
Yeah, that's for sure. Everybody seems to be pretty tickled with what they're getting so far. Just hope the film comes out as well.
Oh, I'm sure it will. People at Goodyear out there at Litchfield Park do a good job.
Ron, we've got 30 seconds to T-start.
Oh, thank you. Operate. She started at 42.12. Okay, recorder's on, radar's on. It'll work. Nine,
Mark.
10, 11. Go. Yeah, it worked out fine. Bet they hit it 3 seconds early.
Right, I still haven't figured out how to time this thing yet.
No, that was good. I got the mark the same time I did it.
Okay, and you can relax, Ron, and I'll give you a call at 40, about 30 seconds prior to 47.10, so you don't have to sit there and watch anything.
Okay, I'll,
gotta earn my pay down here somehow.
Well, you already have, I'll tell you.